नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नाम चैव नरोत्तमम् देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Texts 3 and 4. Translation further by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Bhaktivedanta Srimad Prabhupada. O great sages, I too punish you, that you who are devoted to me have met it out today. To me, the Brahman is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me, because Dorman are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for the instant that is risen. The Lord is always in favor of the Brahmins and cannot. And therefore he said, O Brahmanai Kataraja, Lord Krishna or Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also the worship deity of Brahmins. In the Vedic literature, in the written mantra hymns, the Rig Veda, it is stated that those who are actually Brahmins always look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Those who qualified Brahmins worship only the Vishnu form of the personality of Godhead, which means Krishna, Rama, and Vishnu expansions. A so-called Brahmana who is born in a family of Brahmins but performs activities aimed against Vaishnavas cannot be accepted as a Brahmana, because Brahmana means Vaishnava, and Vaishnava means Brahmana. One has become a devotee of the Lord is also a Brahmana. The formula is Brahma, Vinati, Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who has understood Brahma, and a Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of God. Brahma realization is the beginning of realization of the personality of God. One who understands the personality of God also knows the impersonal feature of the Supreme, which is Brahma. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava is already a Brahman. It should be noted that the glories of the Brahman are described in this chapter by the Lord himself, referred to his devoted Brahmins, or the Vaishnavas. It should never be misunderstood that the so-called Brahmins who are born in Brahman families but have no unique qualification are referred to in this connection. Translation, great sage, I approve the punishment that you who are devoted to me have meted out to them. To me, the Brahman is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me, because the doormen are my servants. I take this to be an offense by myself, and therefore I seek your forgiveness for the incident that has existed. This whole incident is taking place in Vaikuntha planets. At that time, before Kumar was all very advanced in spiritual life, had not actually entered into a relationship with the personality of Godhead. So when they came to Vaikuntha, they were stopped by Jain, which is a very extraordinary incident, considering Vaikuntha, considering such important devotees who were the gods in the last days or actually entering into the Lord's personal area, seventh gate. Then it's very surprising that they would in any way offend the devotee Brahmins. answer. It's not possible to hold him by good blood, and yet the Lord wanted to have the opportunity to unite my arm on the Lord. Wanted to have the opportunity to engage in some fighting activities. He's killing him. I am killing him. And now then he likes to engage in mischievous activities such as fighting. But now his devotee said, my good brother, are willing to fight with him. But they cannot even imagine such an activity. So it was necessary to make an arrangement, and this was the arrangement, that these two attendants would be somehow put under the illusion that they would actually attend the Vaishnava. The Prabhupada points out later on in the chapter that actually nothing can interfere in Vaikuntha. The Lord doesn't take attention to all this, and everyone brings their dedication. But somehow, by some interesting situation, that Vaishnavas defend each other, then even the Lord is bewildered by it. One may offer thousands and thousands of preparations, make most opulent ingredients, and offer them to the Lord. But if you not consider that as enjoyable as when you sit down with Vaishnava and feed him and such, then you really enjoy it through the mouth, not the flesh. So Prabhupada also pointed out that the only thing which could cause trouble to our Western movements and forward progress, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world and being harmonious with Krishna consciousness would be if Vaishnava had the right to this. So here we have a situation where Vaishnavas are in disagreement. And the Lord, not wanting it to escalate, came rushing in from his personality. He loves him. Just to pacify the Kumaras. And the Kumaras, as we should be seeing in this chapter for the rest, are bewildered by the Lord's intention. But how all this is unfolding? What is his intention? If he requested them, they would have let him have the goal. But he didn't request it. He requested them, oh, you wish to give me. Wish to give me, because this is actually my efforts. These are my door efforts. And so it's my efforts. This is also very spiritual. We should always remember that we are in a sampradaya. We are in the family language of the spiritual world. According to our activities, our spiritual master also has to carry that. If we offend the Vaishnava, he also has to carry that. He also becomes very concerned and distressed that when we meet any kind of offense to the Vaishnavas. Because this is the cause of everything going on. The cause of all distress. Bhakti. So far, the Lord is control. Completely control. A bhakti and bhakti. Devotional service and completely controlled. But when it goes wrong, when there is offense, then everything becomes chaos. And this is chaos that's hitting you by Kundra. And to please imagine long-term family there, battery, somebody have a tendency to be washing behind, somebody have a members of the Python foot. Loka would come washing there with the Lord's presence. And everyone is wondering, what's going on? How is this possible in Python foot? How is it possible? But it is quite possible. When for some little reason you become envious of the boys, then I'm the victim. And then everything is destroyed. In a situation where it's not possible to have such a mood, comes possible in the nation of Israel. We have to contemplate this very seriously. We have to look within our own heart and mind. The Bible constitutes, Christian constitutes, is one about distress. But if there is distress in the heart, if there is lamentation, if there is anger, then how is it from there? It has come because of offense. Now there are offense against the holy name, there are offense against Jesus, offense against God. But all of these offenses can easily be overcome by sincere prayer, by sincere rebellion, situation, the activity. But the offense against the Vaishnava is not easy to overcome. Not easy to overcome. Lord, I pray that you please forgive me. That this offense has taken place. It's certainly time. Please forgive me. Carry on to say, but to satisfy my devotees, to satisfy me, while my righteousness, I will cut off my own mouth. In other places that I'm doing, to reject doctrine and reject all the offenses of my comfort, to satisfy me. Chapter of the Bhagavatam, 16th canto, is very important in that it clearly points out the glory of Vaishnavas. It clearly points out the distinction between the Vaishnava and the so-called Brahmins, who are only interested in what's present. There is no room for false prestige. Business of Vaishnava is to be servant of the Lord. Now how is that possible? It's not possible. The Lord is fully satisfied. So if you become servant of servants, then it becomes you must be very careful. Remember that situation. Remember who is the topmost. Topmost is the Vaishnava. Topmost is the Lord. Speaks to Matthew Mathew. This is the difference between the so-called Brahmins and the devoted Brahmins. They are understanding that their business is to serve Krishna, but they understand how to satisfy Krishna. That's certainly the devoted Krishna. By becoming the assistant of the assistant of the assistant of the assistant. You understand? understand that if I serve the Vaishnavas, then that is one of those habits of mine. And of course, one is living in very close proximity with the Vaishnavas and has recently come from the material realm and still has unwanted desires within our hearts. Then it's very difficult. But we must try to wake up. Prabhupada Parajan will point out that even a person who's not from talking to the family, or whatever, the lectures, and rises by the grace of Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava practice, is considered to be worshipful, much more worshipful than the so-called dominical person who may be displaying dominical qualities, but does not have the understanding of the Supreme Personality of God, does not understand how to please Personality of Godhead. Even so, that personality which comes from a low situation and is risen up by the grace of the Vaishnava, due to those seeds lying in the heart, which will slowly be washed away by its devotional activities, especially chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, if that personality somehow succumbs to his lower activities and goes back to the doggies or whatever, we should still understand that this is a great personality who is temporarily taken. He will return very quickly because the Lord has personally assured it. It doesn't allow these devotees to be vanquished. Only in the circumstance when we actually offend the Vaishnavas, then the return will not be assured. But here the Lord has done much in the commandments, even in this situation, and offense has taken place. Tomorrow's a bunch of poor anxious to see the Lord. And the devotee on the game, instead of assisting that, they decided to prevent him from going to this. Without any reason, they were not in the room to the Lord. But we're not wishing to harm the Lord in any way. The Lord came rushing. Alright, please punish them in such a way that they return to the way. The Lord is always more worried about the Lord than the Lord is worried about him. The evidence is there. He gets some rebellious living entity. He gives up the spiritual world. Wants to become the enjoyer. Comes to the material world. To attempt to imitate personality of God. Wants to become personality of God. But what is the reaction of Krishna? Goes along with him every step of the way in this Brahmanic thing. Every step. Whether that personality is in the highest realms or down in the lowest, darkest realms. He says, this is how much love the Lord has for us. Immer dann, wenn du das Wort in deiner Grenze wurde, schlägt. Und wenn Vajnava Pradhas, wo es so schön ist, bitte, hoffen wir some point in the future. Even though he himself is very angry, your friend might go, you have to suffer so much, he says to them. So you need to gain our emotional service in this way. Are we really attached to Krishna devotion? So we are more attached to our own sense of gratification. Why do we know the goodness of God? It's all useless to do this stuff which we use to take away of death. We fool ourselves as much as we want, but if it's not the Christian satisfaction, then it's in satisfaction. We need to get it. Do we have as much love for the Lord as he has for us? Give an opportunity out of that and just do whatever it is. And that's an attitude of Krishna. Do this or that. And we just get everything including Krishna. Process is very simple. That's what the Acharyas taught us. There's no reason why they should be lying to us. Take the example of how Krishna is associated with Vaishnava. Take Krishna to Shah. And very quickly you will advance to the transcendental platform. Very quickly you will be able to enter into the intimate service. But if it's not happening, then you have to look very carefully at what our will desires. Because by intense desire,
there is no guarantee. Born as the children of devotees, there is no guarantee. To fool yourself
oh yes, guaranteed. No. If you do not develop a loving relationship with Krishna, then there's no guarantee. Yes, you have all opportunities to do that. But if you don't do it, then bad luck takes birth in this whole world again and again and again. It's our responsibility. We can be given all assistance. It's our responsibility to become Krishna conscious. And if we want to be lazy about it, then we only have ourselves to blame for the result. Deep down. We have to wake up and actually start desiring the intention to serve Krishna and start to actually appreciate what satisfies Krishna by satisfying the devotees. We have to have faith in the Shastra and we have to put down our evil mind, which always finds our evil mind excuses. Oh, it doesn't mean this, it doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean that kind of devotee, or this kind of devotee, or this or that. In fact, it is judgment.
Are there any questions or comments?
because they want them to be personality of God. They want them to be a person of worship. And by this offense, against their charity, against the personality of God, they became bewildered. They carried on for quite a few generations, convinced they were worshiping the personality of God, but they were not worshiping the personality of God. They were worshiping their concoctions. The shastras and devotees are telling us how to satisfy this. But if we come out of our own concoction, oh, this is satisfaction, this is satisfaction. And then what is this? But ultimately they went astray because of the offense that they made. And the offense is that the mind becomes moved, the intelligence becomes moved, and cannot see things as they are. An illusion.
What is the mission of the
past? It's about the old tapway to say a devotional service to the human right now. So we know we committed offense against Vaishnava. We must apologize to that Vaishnava. And we must pray for the sincerity. But if we're still finding difficulty on the path of devotional service, then we can understand that it's due to offences. So we must pray very sincerely, please forgive me. We must chant Hare Krishna very sincerely, and in course of time it will clear. The mind of the intelligence can only be bewildered and devoted from offences. So if we're finding that confusion, then we must understand that we need some kind of offence. The Lord is very merciful, the very sincere, and very forgiveness.
Say that mind is abandoned, then what does that mean?
disturbing. You may try to break the law or function with that personality, even if temporarily you became very thankful and angry. But we shouldn't worry about that aspect too much. That is for something for us in the future to work on. We shouldn't try to judge our lives or the lives of family, or we should see why am I offending you? Hare Krishna was beaten in 21 marketplaces with the intention of killing him. It was continuously praying to the Lord that he please don't think that I'm taking any offense here, make sure you don't come to me. So later on, when the grandmother's man pressing his mouth for cash, he called out and asked and told everyone that when he was being beaten, I wanted to come there and pursue Shyam and destroy him, but I could not. Because my glory was asking me, no, don't take offense. They're ignorant, they don't know what they're doing. So yes, this is a platform to come to. But still, on another occasion, Aryabhata Thakur was insulted by one Brahman who was giving discourse, who didn't have faith in accepting even the reflection of the holy name to destroy the sinful reactions. And so then Aryabhata Thakur said, yes, so then you get your reaction. And that person will never stop. You cannot say exactly. Sometimes Vaishnava will become offended, and sometimes he won't. But still the Lord will become offended. Yes, we must work within ourselves to become, to know that peace and to be more tolerant. But we're not here to test our Vaishnavas. Oh, you're not going to tell me why you're so puffed up just to accept all the religion, because I typically accepted that. Then there's a second offense. First we offend the person, and then we further offend him. That puts him all the way over there to study about it. Most people offend and replace devotees. You can't go down to this position. So we're not to say that, oh, just nearby is what he writes to come in and meet us. Even claiming a personality, you may not be in complete control of this person. His senses and mind when he's devoted to Krishna, this is like Srimad Bhagavatam. And